Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. I have not done a show in a while, if you've been following my podcast. And I thought, I did this special over the weekend. I want to give a shout out. And Labor Day weekend. And a woman, you know, signs up overnight. And I'm like, how did you find me? And she said, the podcast. And Instagram, and I'm like, in my big scheme, my marketing plans for my business, like those usually, you know, particularly the podcast used to be a huge part of my business, but, you know, I just thought, is anybody really listening? So, yes, people are, and I feel really excited to be back, and I pray the quality is good on this. I noticed the last little thing I did here on Blog Talk Radio, the quality wasn't great. It was clipping a bit, but I'm praying for the best this time, setting the intention that everything is going to go beautifully well. So I want to talk about, in case you're new, like I always forget to introduce myself because I feel like you just know me. Hi, I'm Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. I'm an intuitive coach, and I help people stretch into their biggest, wildest dreams, like the really big, wild dreams. And big and wild is your definition of what is big and wild. You know, for someone living in a rural town, moving to a big city, it's like big and wild, right? So whatever your big, wild dream is, I want to support you in that. And all of my work is centered around that, and I believe in using your intuition to guide you, and I believe in the principles of the law of attraction and manifestation. That's the essence of what I teach, all with a spiritual slant, all done for the highest and greatest good for all those involved, and respecting the journey, knowing that we are human beings and we have to heal and we have to grow and we have to expand, and how do we get to where we want to be with all of that. And that's what I help people do. So if you are ready to take your life to the next level and do something that feels so far out for you, maybe you want to go from making $50,000 a year to $100,000 or $100,000 to $1,000,000, or maybe you've been single your whole life and you are ready for love and you want that love to be substantial and amazing and wonderful, yes, I am here to help you do that. And I am deeply committed to your success. So if that's what you're looking for, I am here to support you. Okay, that's long enough introduction. I want to talk about, what do you do when you feel like nobody's supporting your dream, right? You want to talk to somebody about what you're going through. You really want some love. You want some compassion. Maybe you feel like you're failing and you just want somebody to be there for you. And because you are doing something that's outside of what maybe is acceptable within your family, maybe you're starting a business and you come from a family who is deeply opposed to taking risk and starting your own business. Or maybe you are seeking a relationship and, you know, you have a parent that was like burned really bad, and they have a very negative perspective of romantic relationships. Those are probably not the people you want to talk to. And it can feel lonely when you don't have that type of support in your life. Or, you know, for me, I am the only person that I know in my social circle that is self-employed. And I'm not just halfway self-employed. I have two businesses. I have a creative business where I write novels and publish those, and then I have my coaching practice. And it's a different life for me. And, you know, it's a different life for me than, say, my friends who work in corporate jobs and they have their weekends. I don't always have a weekend. If I'm pushing towards a goal, and I don't love the word pushing, but if I'm working towards a goal, it's better. I'm not going to hang out on the weekends. You know, I'll sit at home and I'll you know, send my emails and do my work, right? Because that really lights me up and it matters to me and it's also my well-being. And so it can be lonely. And I want to talk to that loneliness. So first and foremost, if you are going for it and you feel like you don't have the support in your life, you're going to have to give up the idea that you need to have everybody's support. And where that comes from is feeling like caring too much about what other people think. That's where that comes from. And you can't control how other people are going to think. They're going to have their opinions. No one is ever going to fully support you and be on your side. You know, there'll always be some metaphoric troll that will tell you that you can't. I don't think it's that the people closest to us don't want us to succeed. It's that they don't have a frame of reference for it, right? So I'll give you an example. When I talk to my mom about, you know, being in business and going for it, you know, she'll often tell me the story of when my mom had a business and then when she knew my father and her were going to divorce, she wound up taking a job in corporate and she felt like it was one of the best experiences of her life and she had benefits and it could support her and her family and she was super stoked. And oftentimes when I'm struggling and I'm in a vulnerable space and I just want to talk through my feelings, she'll tell me that story. And immediately, you know, because this is still something that I struggle with is what other people think, I'll immediately question myself. Oh, my God, am I fucking up my life? You know, am I making the wrong decision? You know, granted, I've been at this a long time, and there was never a time, like even when I was employed, there was never a time when I was not planning to be self-employed. Like, I remember buying my first self-employment book even before I got out of college, because I just knew I'm going to be a self-employed person. I knew it, period. And I didn't fully own it. I don't know if I fully owned it, but But not fully owning it is getting in the way. I will be honest and say that. Because there's this thought, am I allowed to? Right? I come from a family of people who maybe they started a business or they had a side hustle, but mainly they were supported by employment. And so it can be overwhelming when you're not seeing anybody doing what you're doing. And sure, we have internet land and there's tons of, you know, entrepreneurs out there, and I'm going to put that in quotes. Me 5 years ago, I would have been like, oh, all these people are doing so well, and I'm not. A lot of these people are just fronting, and they have really good graphics. But if you look under the hood, let's see where their profits are. That's probably a completely different story. Or sustainability. I mean, there was a woman I was following 5 years ago. She was everywhere, black girl, and I cannot find her now, right? And so is it a sustainable business? So I think the main thing I want to say to you is when you feel like no one is supporting you, you have to step back and say, I cannot compare myself to other people. I have to be on this path on my own. And I have to accept my journey as it is. And, yes, I need to grow and learn and make my shit happen. But that wisdom is not going to come from something outside of me. You might pick up little pieces of advice from experts, but in terms of the best moves for you in your life, particularly when you're in this really vulnerable space of needing support, that's where you're going to have to be your own best friend. That's where you're going to have to be your own guru. That's where you're going to have to sit yourself down and say, hey, we decided to do this. And check your whys. Why am I doing this? Am I just doing it for the money? Am I doing it because I love it? Am I doing it because I'm trying to prove other people wrong? You know, whatever it is, you need to make sure it's an authentic why for you. Because you could be doing some shit and you realize, oh, I just got caught up in the hype, right? you know what I mean? I know my ex-husband and I, I'll say to him, I'm like, it was like a firestorm when we got married. Like, everybody around us was getting married. And we definitely got caught up in the hype. I mean, I'm grateful that we married, and he is truly one of my dearest friends. And I'm so grateful for the time that I got to spend with him. But we got caught up. And so I think if we had taken a pause and said, okay, why are we really doing this, right? It might have been a different outcome. So definitely look at that. Like, you got to be your own best friend, and you got to give yourself your own pep talk. Now, there can be times, and a lot of times, where you need outside support. That's why you listen to podcasts or watch videos. You need outside support. Use those. Ask Spirit to guide you synchronistically to the right support for you. Like, I found a guy last week, and it came at such the perfect time. I think Jake Ducey, and he does like law of attraction videos and tons of stuff on manifestation and money, and his vibe was what I needed to happen to, like the openness, and so I was so grateful to discover him. That's why we spiritual teachers, guides exist, right? So we can help you elevate your vibration. And so he showed up. I'd never heard of this man before. And I just happened on this video, very synchronistic, totally lifted my vibration, put me in a space of openness, put me in a space of belief, put me in a space of joy. And all of a sudden, I could feel things start to shift for me. Okay. So utilize all of those tools. Also be mindful of who you're watching, because not all teachers are created equal. And just because somebody's popular, if it doesn't resonate with you, you don't have to be engaged. And I'll tell you an example. The first time I heard about the law of attraction, I was driving in my car. It was 2004. I was going to the campus. I had finished school, but then I had taken a class, pass, no pass. I didn't pass, and I had to go back and take this class. So I had to commute from my mom's house because I was living with my mother at the time. And so I was listening to the radio, this independent radio station in Los Angeles, and they had Abraham Hicks on. And it was the first time I heard of You Can Have What You Want. I was like, what? It blew my mind. I pulled over. I didn't even make it to class. I just started making lists and lists and lists of all the things I wanted. And I was a believer. And so at the time, I didn't have a job. And so I had to wait, like, till my next paycheck to go and buy the book. And I remember reading the book and being like, oh, my God, I don't really understand this. And now, 14 years later, I understand it a lot more. But there are definitely times when I'll click on an Abraham Hicks video, and I love them. I truly love them. And I don't quite get it, right? It's not on my wavelength. But everybody loves them. I'm supposed to get it, right? No. You go with what makes you feel good, particularly when you're using those tools as a source of support. When you want to be elevated, when you want something to lift your mood, you deserve to feel good. And so pick things that make you feel good to watch and listen to. I love an old school Louise Hay affirmation. It's awesome. But I like some of the modern stuff too. But then there's some teachers like, if you're a fan of my program and you've been listening a while, I love Danielle Laporte. But over the last year, not everything she's put out has resonated. And some of it has made me kind of feel a little sad, to be honest. And so I'm for the first time, I would frantically open every email she sent. And now I'm like, maybe I don't have to read all of it. Or maybe that's not the message for me. And then, but there are the gems, and I love the gems. I'm grateful for that. And I share that with you is because you never know where your soul's calling you. And so be willing to expand and go and see what other teachers you can find to support you on your journey. And choose things that resonate with you, that make sense to you. Some things are just, you're not in the same vibration. Me, 2015, an Oren DeBenn meditation was my jam. Now, not so much. Like, I'll still listen. I still think they're very powerful. It's very beautiful. But they're not always where I'm at. So find what you need. And if you pray and you ask Spirit to bring you what you need, you will be drawn to it. Next, make sure you talk to people who are doing what you are doing. I cannot stress this enough. Talk to people who are doing what you are doing. And if you sense that you're talking to someone who doesn't know what they're talking about, maybe intuitively you just sense it, do your best to get out of that conversation as soon as possible, because they can be very, very detrimental. I'll give you an example. I hired an editor last year, and the woman did not know what she was doing. Was she well-read? Yes. Did she have a general knowledge of punctuation? Yes. But was she at editor level? No. But because I was so vulnerable at the time, you know, this is my first novel, my debut, I wanted it to be beautiful, I didn't check her credentials. I didn't check that she knew what she was talking about. So I wound up in these long conversations that took me around and around and around and actually caused my mood to dump and dump and dump and dump. And we had multiple of these conversations. And of course, I wind up hiring her because I can be that way. But I'm grateful for the lesson. I've learned the lesson. But I winded up, after I was done working with this woman, I still had to hire another person after her because I did intuitively sense she did. After it was done and I come out of, like, my vulnerability, I had sensed that she didn't know what she was doing. And turns out there were some things some really egregious things she had missed. That aside, the worst part is I winded up taking a month off because of the conversations we were having were so draining. I couldn't even, like, sit at the computer. And, yes, I could very well have needed a break, but I didn't necessarily need a month, you know? And I think a lot of it had to do with just she didn't know what she was talking about, and she wasn't doing what I was doing. And so I want to encourage you to, and what I mean by, I'm not saying she needed to be a writer putting out a novel, but she did need to be on top of her game, right? And that was the whole reason why, I was looking for someone who was on top of their game, that knew the publishing world, that knew the expectations of a reader, and from the business side of it. And so I would like to encourage you to find people who are doing what you are doing. Sometimes that's not easy. I'll be honest with you. I'm a solopreneur. I don't run across other solopreneurs in my day-to-day life. I've said that. So that is where you're going to have to be super mindful of who you're talking to, and your boundaries are going to have to be super strong. If you are going it alone, you need to have really great boundaries. You need to know what your intentions are, and you need to avoid energy vampires and boundary bullies and people who don't get it. Just avoid them. Now, what else do I want to say? I'm going to say now there's another little piece to this. And then, and this is not pitching my services, though I'm an excellent coach. I truly am. I help my clients do really amazing things in their life. Hire a coach. Hire a good coach, though. I've hired all types of coaches, and not all of them are good. Matter of fact, a lot of the coaches I've hired have not been very good. And so how do you know if it's a good coach? They are so deeply invested in your success. Their professionalism, you know, the basic levels of professionalism are on point. That, I think, is your biggest indicator. Do they show up on time? Do they do what they say they're going to do? Is their policies laid out in front? And then when you're in session, do they remember what you've discussed in the past? Do they remember what the goal is? Are they moving you in the direction of the goal? That's how you know. So really, if you are seeking out a coach, you know, look for someone that is in your budget, of course. It's important. And I know, you know, back in the day, they used to talk about coaches like, stretch yourself, go for it. You know, if you can't fucking afford it, don't do it, right? Like, I remember once I hired this coach that was like $1,200 a month, and my business was only doing like less than $3,000 a month at the time. And I was, and now I look back on it, I'm like, why did she take me on? It was a money coach on top of it all. So I was very transparent about my revenue. And that's not a good coach, with all due respect to her. You know, there were a lot of great things about her. But at the end of the day, yes, pick somebody that works in your budget and pick somebody good. There are a lot of different coaches at all different price points that will work beautifully in your budget. Sometimes you will have to stretch, you know, and there is a kind of law of you get what you pay for sort of thing, but you got to do your own investigative work. Who do you think is going to get you to where you want to be, and do your interviews or do their discovery sessions. And if you feel like you're being sold to really hard, say, hey, cut them off in the middle of the pitch. Say, I am just trying to find the right coach for me. I get that you have a sales pitch, you know, but I'm still looking at coaches. And they'll understand if they're a good upstanding coach. And there are a lot of really good upstanding coaches out there. So I would say those are my suggestions. If nobody believes in you, please, please, please be your own support system. Utilize all of books, videos, audios, really listen to people who are doing really great things that resonate with you. You know, I can sometimes listen to some Tony Robbins, and I know now that his advice is, with all due respect, is for white men. And you can hear it. You know, there are certain programs that I listen to. I'm like, that's really probably for white men, you know, in terms of perspective and information that they're giving out. Now, can I still take something from it? Yes, but you have to be discerning. You have to say, oh, I'll take that piece and I'll take this piece. Gary Vee, most of what he says, I don't necessarily agree with. But I love his drive. Like, he and I had similar upbringings in that we're going to go for it, right? And so I love that his messaging around drive and working hard. You know, I like that. I'm not going to say you have to work hard to do anything, but I like to, right? And so I love that. But then there are other things that don't resonate. Same with Danielle Laporte, things that resonate that don't. So pick, as you listen to things in the sphere of information, and there is so much content out there. And I will tell you, this summer, as I was really resetting my journey in a lot of ways, and I was looking for information, there is a lot of shitty content out there. A lot of shitty content. I'm like, wow. Those of us who use content marketing or I write pieces, you know, and put them on my blog, or I send them out to my newsletter list. We've got a lot to compete with because there's so much stuff out there, but so much bad stuff too. So, really be discerning and keep your heart open and ask. Pray, say, Spirit, show me what I need to know right now. And use your Google searching and your podcast searching and your video searching like an oracle. And I know that this Jake Ducey came up purposefully for me at the most divine perfect time. So, yes, use that. You're not crazy for going for it. You deserve to have what you want. Stay committed to your vision. Stay committed to your vision. Even when you feel vulnerable, you will naturally make the necessary changes you need to make, right? And do your best to accept the people around you as they are. And if they can't fully support what you're doing, that's okay, it's okay. And I know I will always try to get that support from my mom and not be able to really get it because she's not doing what I'm doing, right? And so in that space, I know that when I hang up a phone call, I have to go and I have to be my own best friend. I have to. It is your job to take good care of yourself. And it's okay to say, I don't fucking know what I'm doing, Spirit. Guide me. Now, you can't stay in the I don't know. That's disempowering. But really get into the space of what do I expect to happen? And really give that some thought. If you're on my newsletter list, I sent an email out this week about that, you know, being really clear on what you expect to happen. Because 9 times out of 10, you will manifest that. And then listen to people who are doing what you are doing. That matters. You know, listen to people who are doing what you're doing as opposed to people who think they're doing what you're doing. And amazingly, now with the Internet, we live in a culture where a lot of people think they're doing what you're doing, right? And they might not be. So be open, be discerning, and use your intuition to guide you. And then don't be afraid to hire a coach. Yes, it is an investment. Yes, it is an investment. Yes, it is an investment. You don't have to break your bank. You know, you don't have to go into, a huge, huge, huge amount of debt that you can't pay back. But I do think that if you stretch yourself a bit, maybe you do charge it or you know, you finance your coaching, it will pay itself back. It will pay itself back. The last coach I hired, I financed it. And, I mean, within 6 months, you know, it was completely paid off. And all from my, you know, my business income. So, yeah, look for a coach who's deeply invested in your success. So it's an investment for you, and you want someone who is deeply invested in the investment you just made, and it will pay off tremendously. So I am Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I think I might have caught a cold. I'm still on the fence as to whether it's true or not, but I'm hoping it's not. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you found it helpful. If you are looking for an intuitive coach, I use my intuition to coach, and you're looking to make some moves in your career, your love life, your money life, your creative life, your business life, consider my services, Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. Take care of yourself.